Proclamation number 7296 of 1st of March, 1959. Powerful effect for the doer of the ward. Coercion. Nothing is allowed to have a compelling effect on you, but in all freedom of will you have to decide for me or against me. And therefore my gifts of grace are also as unusual as they are sent to you, are not compulsory in their effect. Instead, the latter will only start at all if you accept them of your own free will and live accordingly. My word can indeed be offered to you, but it is only the deed, the living out of my word, which reveals a visible effect. And no one will live out the word who is not willing of his own free will to strive towards me. But for the one who has made this decision, who thus lives according to my will and is a true doer of my word and not just a listener, the effect of blessing will be so immense that he will then no longer be able to doubt for a moment that he has been addressed by me myself. But then this direct address is no longer to be regarded as compulsion. If I could speak from above to all people, then there would truly also be success. But this success would not be of value to the soul, precisely because it would then only compulsorily decide in favor of me, who has obviously and undoubtedly expressed himself from above. I cannot and may not prove myself to humanity, although it would certainly be within my power to provide people with very clear evidence of myself. But earthly life is to be lived without any coercion, without any determination of will, since the soul's perfection is the goal and purpose of its earthly progress, and it is and remains free in its will and actions if it is ever to reach perfection. But every person can provide himself with the proof of my existence, of my activity and work, by living out my word, because then the effect of my word will become apparent to him by itself. And this is determined by every person himself, whether he allows me myself to speak to him on one occasion, i.e., whether he accepts my word, if it is offered to him, and subjects it to contemplation, and whether, on the other hand, he now makes the attempt to live accordingly, i.e., to be a doer and not just a listener of my word. The human beings will has to do this itself, but it will never be to his detriment if he makes up his mind to do so. But in the same way the human being can listen indifferently when my word is proclaimed to him and let the word fall flat on his ear, thus hardly listen to it but never make an effort to live according to the word. And then it will also remain without any effect, then it will be nothing more than a spoken human word from which no one can expect an effect, so as not to forcibly gain human will, which would be entirely worthless for the soul. However, you will be offered many aids besides or apart from my word, which also include suffering and hardship, which shall cause you to think, so that you will then have an open heart when my word is proclaimed to you. You will also be mentally stimulated to take a stand through all kinds of events where your heart can also be open again for the acceptance of my word. You will even find yourselves in difficult situations where you will be grateful when a ray of hope shines for you which my word can mean for you again. You will always be prompted to reflect, and then the possibility may already exist that you listen more attentively and inwardly try to come to terms with the spiritual knowledge offered to you. But all reflection has to be voluntary. You can never be addressed in such an unusual way that you have to believe in an activity on my part, for that would be a disadvantage for you and could not result in a blessing for your soul. Yet you humans would all do well if you paid attention to everything that happens around you, which can only be explained to you when you relate it to my word, to the knowledge which is incomprehensible to you as long as you are without any contact with me. But you can attain enlightenment through my word and then also be inspired to live according to my word, which, however, always first requires a willing listening to the glad tidings which are conveyed to you, because I love you and want to win you over before the final end comes and you become completely powerless victims of it because you kept your distance from me. I cannot force you to approach me, but I can admonish and warn you again and again and do everything to encourage you to listen when my messengers approach you and proclaim me. And if you open yourselves, then it will only be a blessing for you and you'll be saved from ruin. Amen.